All right. Good Monday to each of y'all out there watching and listening in. Josh Barrett again here coming from home. So I'm working from home today. And this is around lunchtime on Monday. So I've got the honor of sharing Philippians 3. So let's read through it. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I count as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss just because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. Not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly and they glory in their shame with their minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Okay, let's go through a few things that stood out to me as I read through this. So Paul continues to really address some of the things going on within the church, the early church. We got some of these Judaizers, wanting to put the law in the Old Testament, all the requirements on the Gentiles especially, and kind of bogging them down with old covenant and new covenant. And so this is another reminder of that, and he's even saying to him, hey, Paul was in verse 5, he even says in verse 4, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. He's pretty bold in saying that. So look, if you think you have confidence in holding fast to the law and being a good Hebrew, he's like, no, you can't take it as far as I did. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law of the Pharisee, he took it everything to the extreme. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, that even he took his passion for his religion, I guess, at the time. He took it as far as he's persecuted the followers of Christ. And he, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. So in his mind, he did everything according to what he was supposed to do as a Jewish person. And he counts everything, all of that as a loss. All of it is rubbish. So he's, even him being a rock star and him being say, yeah, you can't do, take it any further than I took it. And it was all for loss. It was, he basically saying I wasted my life at that point, persecuting the church and doing everything else, that his righteousness comes from Christ alone. And that's, one of his big reminders to them, saying, hey, you can't be righteous. Reminding them, you can't be righteous through the law. It has brought about death. It is the point of the law was to point out to us that we needed something more, right? We needed somebody to perfectly fulfill it. And that person was Jesus. And so, believe in him, take your righteousness from him. Verse 11, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. So everything in life, it reminds me of the hidden treasure, the guy that found the treasure in the field and went and sold everything he had to gain it. This is that treasure. This really all that matters. That Paul's pointing out here, and he's saying, starting in 12:3, like, hey, I'm not there. I'm not perfect. I haven't made it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. So we've all had downfalls. We've all had some sin and some things that we've looked back in our life that we probably wish we could have done differently, or we know we should have done differently. But to press forward, Paul's reminder that he persecuted the early church and the followers of Jesus. Participated in some events where people were killed. And so he had to press on. He had to ask for forgiveness for God, and show others. I like this, verse 15. Basically it says, if you're mature, if you think you've, this is my version of saying this, but if you think you've achieved the level that you need to in the Christian life in a certain area, God will reveal it to you. Also, there are some, you haven't got there yet. We're not going to get there, right? But let us hold true to what we have attained, stand firm in that faith. And so in 17, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. This has always been something that Paul has said and done. It's a pretty bold statement as well. So, hey, if you want to have the Christian life, follow my example. And that's even though he's saying previously he's not perfect, but he's still calling those out to say, hey, I'm walking with Christ. I am striving. Imitate me. And that is something that, especially as a father, a husband, as a member of TGP Wardville, and even an elder here, that's something I should be saying to everyone, say, hey, follow me. I can tell you, don't always follow me. That's sad to say, but that's the goal. He kind of gives a rebuke for those who are supposedly followers of Christ, but are not. He's another command to beware about, to be aware of them, those people that kind of have their mind on earthly things. Don't follow them. verse 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his second return, right? Who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. So there's our hope. To get those glorified bodies, to have Christ come back and make things anew, have the new heavens and the new earth. And so as we strain to live the Christian life, that's a reminder of the goal and our hope that we have. So Philippians 3 in roughly 10 minutes, man, there's so much good stuff in these letters that we're reading. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word, God, and we do thank you that God, as Paul, calls us to remember, the teachings of Jesus and what he has done, to remember the gospel and the basics of the gospel, God, and not to add anything to it, not to think that there's anything that we can do apart from Christ, God, that will make us right with you. God, as we recently celebrated Easter, God, even in a different way, God, maybe we you teach us more and more about the power of your resurrection, God. So Paul, he wants to learn more about it. God, as we do await your return to receive our glorified bodies, God, we do ask that you help us. God, give us the faith. Give us the spirit that we can walk by the spirit, God, and to be imitators of Christ. God, knowing that we haven't achieved it, God, but you are revealing and you are molding us. Sanctifying us throughout this life, God. And we do look forward to that new day, God, with the new heavens and new earth and your return, God. And we get glorified bodies, God, and whatever that may be, God, is we know it's going to be perfect. It's going to be, you're going to make things all new, God. So we look forward to the day. Help us live our lives, God, with that in mind. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, guys. We'll check y'all next time. Thanks.